a new book about one of the masterminds behind the terrorist attacks on September 11th claims to shed new light on the inner workings of Al-Qaeda. But does Why America Slept, The Failure to Prevent 9/11 by Gerald Posner rise above the torrent of recent books on terrorism? We have this review by NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster.
Anyone wanting to learn something new about the September 11th attacks in Gerald Posner's Why America Slept will have to wait until the last chapter, page 181 of this modest 194-page volume. The last chapter is the story, as told to Posner by several unidentified government officials, of the capture and interrogation of Abu Zubaydah, the highest-ranking and most important al-Qaeda figure to have been seized by the U.S. Zubaydah was captured in the middle of the night on March 28, 2002, near Faisalabad in western Pakistan by a team of Pakistani police and military, U.S. Special Forces, and FBI SWAT agents. Zubaydah was wounded three times in the operation, and for 2 days he remained in a safe house in Pakistan where doctors worked to stabilize him. At that point, according to Posner, his captors began to give him narcotics intravenously that could turn his pain off and on quickly. In effect, they used his wounds to torture him. 3 days after his capture, Zubaydah was moved to a special forces compound outside Kandahar, Afghanistan, where he was placed in what he thought was a Saudi Arabian prison. He was given sodium pentothal, deprived of sleep, and two Arab-American soldiers played the role of his new interrogators. As Posner tells it, Zubaydah spilled his guts to the phony Saudis, urging them to call a number in Saudi Arabia. "He will know what to do," Zubaydah told them. The man was Prince Ahmed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz, a nephew of Saudi Arabia's King Fahd, and the owner of War Emblem, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby a few weeks later. Zubaydah also gave his captors two more names in the Saudi royal family, as well as that of a highly placed military official in Pakistan. They had foreknowledge of the September 11th attacks, he said. What American investigators did with this information, Posner doesn't tell us. He writes that one of the investigators called Zubaydah's confession the Rosetta Stone of the 9/11 attacks. But 2 pages later, Posner says investigators gleaned little from him, and some of the information was meant to mislead them. The rest of Why America Slept tells the now familiar story of the rise of al-Qaeda over the past 12 years and the government's hobbled effort to combat it, compiled mostly from newspaper reports and other books. Posner tries to penetrate the fog of details to find a clear narrative, but unfortunately without great success. And as for those Saudi princes that Zubaydah fingered, they're all dead, from accidents suffered in Saudi Arabia a few months after Zubaydah's initial interrogation. So is the Pakistani military officer. Posner quotes an unnamed CIA official as saying, "These deaths leave us with more unanswered questions," just like Why America Slept.
The book is Why America Slept by Gerald Posner, and thanks to NPR's Mike Schuster for that review.